Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Mike, this summer I'm trying to build on some of the momentum that we created last year. If you recall, we had a number of organizations that participated in a smart manufacturing report, and then we had a futures festival in September. In the smart manufacturing report, major manufacturers participated: Bosch, ZF, Yageo Kemet, Sunoco, Colinx, which is a logistics collaboration of about five large machinery manufacturers, C-level systems, and then Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. It's one of the largest cargo airports in the country. They said, here are areas where we would like to find solutions that could significantly enhance our productivity. Things like automation, training, workforce development. The Futures Festival, part of the core agenda there was them presenting these needs. And then we had some networking where people could connect with these large companies and find ways to work together. Now we're trying to take that momentum and organize it into what we're calling MOLLE, Manufacturing and Logistics Intelligence. We've gone back to these organizations and others and asked them if they would reframe their high priority innovation needs. We're going to publish a revised smart innovation report this year. Hopefully we have another Futures Festival and that we can begin to be a leader in the development of autonomously intelligent agents. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, and I'm not surprised that we've got to now update all of this with AI.
Right, and one of the things that really interests me about this and the conversations I'm having, you know, there's large language models like ChatGPT and Google Gemini that really have demonstrated the power of some of this new technology. But if you're trying to schedule production in your plant, they don't have access to the proprietary information, to the enterprise resource planning system you have, the manufacturing execution systems, maybe the staffing schedule. So you can take that proprietary information and augment one of these LLMs so that it starts to pull that information in and could actually help you schedule your plant or, you know, improve the performance of the use of raw materials, for example, schedule, you know, your production. And so it becomes much more useful when you can combine these models with, you know, your proprietary data. And as I'm talking to big companies, they're saying, well, you know, we've got people around the world that are already working on some of this stuff. You can imagine Bosch or ZF. I mean, they got people around the world. So wouldn't it be kind of cool in South Carolina if we could tap into this global network of experts and begin to focus them on places where we're best in class? That'd be pretty neat, wouldn't it?
Right. And so you're saying that we could become a testing ground for all of this, all of these new applications of AI into manufacturing.
Well, a testing ground, but actually deployment. You know, I mean, deployment in our manufacturing facilities, right? So that we're supercharging the productivity of the facilities here and become known around the world as a leader in this. You know, the next step, there are autonomously intelligent agents in these facilities today. They're human beings. And they operate by perceiving what's going on around them and focusing, you know, planning alternative ways to do a task, simulating what the results might be, you know, making a decision on which one to use, then executing. They call other teammates or tools to execute, and then finally learn, and that's a big deal. You know, here's what happened, here's what I thought was going to happen, and so the whole process improves so that next time it performs better. You know, I think we call that practice. So I have a seven-year-old grandson. He's learned to play baseball. You toss him a ball, he swings a bat, and when he gets good enough to hit over the fence. So, you know, we want intelligent agents to be able to learn like this too. And that doesn't exist in the world yet. And so, you know, we have some organizations that really are best in class, and, you know, they have experts around the world. And if we do this right, you know, we can become a hub for the development of this, you know, emerging autonomously intelligent agents that can really, you know, transform a lot of these operations. I find that pretty exciting.
Well, it is, and we are certainly looking forward to your next update on this topic. Thanks so much for your time today, John.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.